Earlier this week, the USDA released its latest supply and demand numbers. Here to break those down for us is Kim Anderson. Kim, what did we find out in this report? What was unexpected?
Well, as soon as the report came out, the trade basically said it was semi-bearish with some higher corn, higher wheat numbers on stocks. But before the day was over with, the wheat prices were higher, and they remained higher. If you look at production for wheat, it came in at 2.11 billion bushels. That's compared to 2.06 last month, so higher production. Ending stocks, a good number at 670 million bushels. That's down about 22% from 861 this last May 31 or June 1, whichever day of those 2 days you want to get.
All right. Now, one of the odd things we're seeing right now is we've got lower prices with lower stocks. We'd expect as the stocks were down that the prices would be better. Why is that?
Well, you're exactly correct. You know, you go back into last March in that time period, we had $8.50 to $9 wheat prices in Oklahoma. Ending stocks were projected to be somewhere around 800 million bushels. Now we got them projected to be 670 million, and we got $7.20 wheat. I think the reason is there, you remember, this time last year, we had almost a billion bushels projected ending stocks, and our prices were around $3.50, and they moved up to $4, $4.25, and $4.50 about this time period and trended back up. So you had the funds in there last late winter and early spring. We had the funds with pretty big long positions. They liquidated out of those positions, and when the funds came out of those positions, price came down. My personal opinion is this price, given the supply and demand conditions, is pretty close to where it should be.
All right, so what are we seeing the funds doing now?
The funds are just sitting on the sideline. They're kind of the joker in the deck. I've read several analysts. They don't know what they're going to do, and actually, we'll just have to wait and find out what happens there.
All right, last time we talked, we were looking at the wheat prices. If it broke 7, it could keep going down. Instead, it's come back up to about 765.
That's right. And you know, 7 was our target there, and seven, it hit that. It hit the target. It bounced back off. 750 was a support. It became resistance. It's now support because we're back up above it. I think right now we've probably established a sideways pattern between, I hope, 750 and 8, but for sure between $7 and $8. It's a temporary sideways pattern. We'll either break out or break up, one out the bottom or the top of it, one way or the other.
Okay, what's it going to take to get one of those trends going?
Well, one, the funds coming in. If to establish or continue the downtrend, that September Kansas City contract's got to break $7 and go down. Or to establish an uptrend, it's got to break $8 on the way up.
And all that will be determined by harvest going on in the rest of the northern hemisphere.
That's exactly correct. There's a lot of information out. You remember that our marketing year trend is normally set in late August and early September. So we're pretty much going to waller around until that time period. At least that's what I think.
All right. Good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.